Good morning, ladies and gents. It's Gwent Leanne here with you on a beautiful sunny Sunday morning. No, let me rephrase that. A beautiful Sunday morning. I'm going to hopefully show you what woke me up at 6 o'clock this morning, because I think it's still going on. And it was actually a very pleasant surprise to wake up to. Not like the thing that woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'll get to that later. Right, are you still out there? Yes, I think you are, but you're a lot farther away now. At 6 o'clock this morning, there was a wee little sparrow chirping directly under my window. And my bed sits just to the left of the window. There he is. I don't know if the microphones are picking that up or not, though. Hello, Mr. Sparrow. I think you're an indication that spring has truly sprung. Anyway, folks, I'm going to close that window because as yet the air is still quite frosty. The temperature apparently today is supposed to get up to a high of 18 degrees. This is according to the fickle forecaster of fate. Whether or not that actually happens is debatable, and I will believe it when I feel it. But if it does, well, that'll be fantastic. I am off to the town of St. Catharines today to see a former minister and hear him preach again, which will be wonderful. I can't wait. And also, a couple of friends and I are going to take him out to lunch afterward. So, before I go anywhere, I need to be caffeinated because I am extremely tired. As I alluded to earlier, I got woken up at 1 o'clock in the morning by the pitter-patter of little feet. And they were very unwelcome little feet. I had a mouse in my bedroom. Blah! That was not pleasant. So I turned on the light and I heard it scurry away. And I also put on some music in hopes of scaring it. But yes, before I head off to St. Kitts, coffee needs to happen. So I shall take care of that post haste. Coffee. If I were a can of coffee, where would I hide? Oh, behind there, okay. It's hiding behind my container of Cadbury Fingers. That's a good place for it. Oh. Anyway, it would appear that I have not posted anything since Tuesday. Remembering correctly, which knowing me, I might not be. So yeah, that's gotta be a record. 4 whole days without a boo from me. But my Olympus ran out of batteries, the batteries died, and I didn't have a chance to get any more until yesterday. Now, I realize I could have used the app, and I would if I had to, but I personally do not like the way the iPhone's microphone sounds. I think it sounds like shite. Mind you, having said that, I will gladly listen to recordings that other people make using the app. That's fine. But I prefer not to use it unless I absolutely have to. Also, to be quite frank, I've been going through a bout of depression. I feel better now, but I hate posting when I'm depressed because The last thing I want to do is drag my listeners down. That hardly seems fair. I much prefer to provide an uplifting, inspiring, passionate type of post to make my listeners happy. And I will explain momentarily, as soon as I get this coffee, why I've been undergoing some depression lately. There is a cause. Not a very nice one either, frankly. But as I said, the important thing is that I'm feeling better. This lovely weather helps. I got out for a long walk yesterday. It was about 14 blocks all told because I had to go get some errands done, including fetching some batteries, so that I can record at church today. Sneaky me. But I also had to go to a bank that was in the opposite direction to the store that sold the batteries. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm glad, actually, that I had to go so far afield because it was good to get some fresh air. Now, I am a pre-lactarian as opposed to a super-lactarian. I add my milk first to my coffee, so that's what I shall do. And the expression is actually pre-lapsarian, but a friend and I joke and call ourselves pre-lactarians. I think it has to do with whether or not one believes in the fall of the world and after the sin of Adam and that sort of thing. I actually have to ask her again because I am not precisely certain. I know it has to do with the fall, but I'm not exactly sure how or what that entails. I should, given that I actually use the expression, or at least our play on the expression. But I find if I add my milk first, and this is a blindism, I guess, because I don't think I know any sighted people who do it, then I can control how much I'm putting in, and it's easier to feel, whereas if there's a lot of water in the cup, then it's much more difficult, obviously. Oh man, I have this song by Styx stuck in my head. It's called Lady, or Lady of the Morning. And it will not vacate the premises, and it's really annoying because I keep wanting to sing it, but I won't inflict my pre-caffeination voice upon you folks this morning, I promise. Anyway, yes, as to the issue causing my depression, I have had an inordinate number of seizures this week, and I can't figure out why. I had 4 on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday, 2 on Thursday, 2 on Friday. Now, I did not have any yesterday. Praise God and glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Which is a refreshing change. Now, my neurologist is bound and bent that I do not have epilepsy. She says, you've been to the epilepsy clinic, you've had the EEGs, nothing shows up. But these seizures of mine are wreaking havoc with my brain somehow. So I'm not convinced that I don't have epilepsy. And even this doctor that I'm seeing that specializes in non-epileptic psychogenic seizures, even she's not convinced at this point. Because she says mine are very different from ones that she's dealt with in the past. I had a horrible memory lapse on Wednesday night. I couldn't remember what day it was. This was about 10 minutes after I'd had a seizure.